Well, we're introducing a new series, as Kylie said, that is going to carry over about 10 weeks. It might be the longest series we've ever done, I think. But it's called Short Stories, and it's focusing on the parables that Jesus told. And each week we're going to look at a different parable and hopefully be reminded that they are not just stories. So what is a parable? Perhaps you learnt a little bit about parables in Sunday school, or maybe you've learnt more about them in your adult life. But parables are not just stories. They are cryptic. They were quite indirect. And Jesus told them to reveal something of his nature, but also to reveal the kingdom of God. Parables were meant to provoke the imagination, to invite people to see what God is doing in the world from a new perspective. This is what the parables were designed to do. So we hope that over the coming weeks, as we share our stories, as we listen to Jesus' stories, you might get to see what God is doing from a new perspective. These parables are so much more than just stories. In fact, theologian and scholar N.T. Wright puts it like this. He said, as part of Jesus' campaign, Jesus told stories. They were for the most part not simply illustrations, that is, preachers' tricks to decorate an abstract thought or complicated teaching. If anything, they were the opposite. Jesus' stories are designed to tease, to clothe the shocking and revolutionary message about God's kingdom in garb that would leave the listeners wondering, trying to figure it out. Whatever the parables are, they are not, as children are sometimes taught in Sunday school, earthly stories with a heavenly meaning. Rather, they are expressions of Jesus' shocking announcement that God's kingdom was arriving on earth as it is in heaven. These stories that Jesus told were designed to be drastically different, to promote this new world, this new kingdom, which was so different to what the people had experienced. And I want to encourage you to approach all of these stories that we hear with open minds, because there is so much in these parables. You will hear parables over the coming weeks that probably many of you have heard time and time again. You might think that you know them, that you've learned all there is to know, but yet there is more. And this is the beautiful way that they are crafted, the way that some of them are not fully explained for us, because they're an invitation for people to think, to grow, to understand. And so in our parable this morning, in chapter 13 of Matthew, it says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Although the seed is the smallest of the seeds, when it becomes a fully grown plant, it's the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so the birds come and perch in its branches." This parable is found in Matthew chapter 13, but it's also found in Luke chapter 13 and Mark chapter 4. And in all three places in Scripture, it's relatively the same. And in no places in Scripture is it explained. And this is the case for lots of the parables. So instead, we have to ask ourselves the question, if Jesus didn't spell out the meaning, what is he inviting us to think about? How does it help us to develop our view of what the kingdom of God is like? Because it is not a narrow view. Well, I just want to give us three things that I think prompt us that we should give our attention to in this parable today. And the first thing is that God's kingdom moves from small to great. God's kingdom moves from small to great. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? Held one in your hand? I'm going to show you a photo of these tiny little seeds. Now, there might be some exaggeration in the passage because there are seeds that exist that are smaller than the mustard seed. But the essence is that this seed is very, very small, about a millimetre in diameter. Tiny little thing is the beginning of something incredible. Now, there is some debate of whether the mustard seed actually turns into a huge tree. If it's a certain type of mustard tree, it might turn out something like this. And I think that this is the image that Jesus is painting. Scholars perhaps argue that the mustard seed might have more referred to a shrub or a smaller garden plant. But either way, I think it's quite incredible. Any seed, no matter the size, that grows and produces a plant is incredible. It emphasizes the same point, the incredible nature of the kingdom of God, where something small turns into something big and beautiful. For Jesus and his 12 disciples, it started off with them going and communicating this message of the kingdom. And now we see that this message is communicated all over the world. We should never dismiss the small beginnings. Sometimes smallness can be a negative property, right? But we're reminded often in the Gospels throughout Jesus' teaching that actually smallness is a virtue in the kingdom of God. It's not the exalted that are great, Jesus says, but the small. Jesus was known for taking small children and placing them in front of these men who thought that they were giants. He would say that salvation would come to the disadvantaged, to the humble, to the low people in society. Just as the little seed grows into a great tree, we should never dismiss this smallness in the beginning. Insignificant beginnings don't determine our final results, and this is the good news of the kingdom of God. This parable offers this great encouragement to us as we see what God's kingdom is like, but also in our lives. And I want to ask this morning, what small seeds are you planting? What small things can you do that seem perhaps insignificant that can become something great in the kingdom of God? I think one of the best examples of this currently in our faith community is our craft group. And if you were at the retreat, you would have heard a little more about that. Our craft group began with one person coming to Kylie and I and saying, a couple of people might be interested in this community. Can I start it? And 18 months later, we have seen 100 different new people come and connect with that craft group, which is quite incredible. And the 25 or so regulars that meet together, they now care for one another. They teach each other new skills. They look out for one another. They share life together. This is a glimpse of the kingdom of God. This is a glimpse of something going from small to great. The kingdom of God is small, like the mustard seed, but it doesn't stay small. The mustard seed also reminds us that God's kingdom will continue. I think we forget this sometimes. God's kingdom will continue. See, the process of growth of the mustard seed is one that is organic, meaning sometimes it's out of our control. When we plant something, we can't always control the conditions, the rain that falls on the soil, the sunlight, the animals that might perhaps be in the crops. And I think this should be freeing to us as Christians. The plant, the growth of the kingdom of God is up to something greater than us, something bigger than us. So many Christians around the world live in this constant state of anxiety where they feel as though they have to protect the things that we as Christians should be protecting. But I'm often not so sure what people are so afraid of. The growth of God's kingdom is going to continue. We serve a big God, a God whose message has continued despite war, despite destruction and persecution. Let's be honest, Christians have done some really, really dumb and horrible things in the name of faith. And yet, the kingdom of God still continues to grow. I don't know about you, but the God that I serve, the God that I see, is bigger than all of that. It removes the fear for the future of this church, for the church, for the kingdom of God. If we believe in a big God, we can hold a little more loosely to some of these things. We don't necessarily have to protect or defend the kingdom of God if we look at it from a different perspective. You see, if we're watering and feeding, nourishing with the things that are within our control, then we can trust that it will grow. If we are living by the values of the kingdom of God, if we're sowing love and kindness and faithfulness and humility, it's these things that will help the kingdom of God to grow. The other fascinating thing about the mustard seed is that it is known to invade the garden. Back earlier in scripture, in earlier biblical times, often the mustard seed was banned from cultivated gardens because it would fall and it would drop and it would permeate everything. It would sort of take over, it would infiltrate. And this image is given to us about the kingdom of God as well, that it is in and through all things. It gives us an image of the kingdom of God of being almost invasive. Following this parable of the mustard seed, we read that the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman takes and mixes it into about 60 pounds of flour until it's worked all through the dough. An interesting couple of sentences there with no explanation. But again, it is this small thing, this small amount that affects everything it comes into contact with. And this is what the kingdom of God is like. So what can we do in that? Well, it's our job to cultivate what is in our control, to feed and to nourish the seed. To hold loosely, I think, to things that are out of our control and to trust in a bigger God that is in and through all of these processes. The final thing that this passage talks about is that God's kingdom will provide a resting place. It sort of paints an image at the end of what God's kingdom could be. See, it's difficult for us to imagine with a small seed in our hand what could be. And as Jesus tells this parable, it may have been difficult for the people beyond their imagination to see this great tree grow. And yet this is what God says his kingdom will be like. We have this imagery of these trees in the Old Testament, of a big cedar, a big tree where people find their resting place, where all kinds of different people come and find shade and shelter and a place to rest. They may have seen the people that were hearing this parable. They may have been given hope. This tree is the future greatness of what the kingdom of God could be like. One to which the nations, the people would all come and be sheltered and be a part of. The mustard seed takes something small and grows into something great. God's kingdom will be in and through everything, and we can trust that. And then it paints this picture of something that is beyond our imagination. And I hope today that you still have hope that there is more to the kingdom of God. There is more to come, that God will be in and through each thing that we do, and more people will come and find a place in that tree, part of the kingdom where they belong and find rest and comfort.